Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Friends, welcome to our time of prayer and scripture together. Pro-life leader Frank Pavone here. All of us at Priests for Life greet you, welcome you, pray for you, and if you have prayer intentions you want to leave in the comments during this broadcast, go ahead and do so. Let's all pray for one another. Let's put ourselves now in God's presence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, you raise the dead. The victory of Easter is shared with us. In fact, it is for us. We thank you, Lord, that the signs that you have given to the world are that death no longer has the last word in the human story, but rather life does. Therefore, make us even more pro-life. Make us even more active in saving life and proclaiming it. And help us, Lord, to persevere in this great struggle. For you are life, and we worship you through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading today is from the Acts of the Apostles. The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. She was being built up and walked in the fear of the Lord, and with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, she grew in numbers. As Peter was passing through every region, he went down to the holy ones living in Lydda. There he found a man named Aeneas, who had been confined to bed for 8 years, for he was paralyzed. Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed." He got up at once, and all the inhabitants of Lydda and Sharon saw him, and they turned to the Lord. Now in Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha, which translated is Dorcas. She was completely occupied with good deeds and almsgiving. Now during those days, she fell sick and died. So after washing her, they laid her out in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, hearing that Peter was there, sent two men to him with the request, "Please, come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. When he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs, where all the widows came to him weeping and showing him the tunics and cloaks that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter sent them all out and knelt down and prayed. Then he turned to her body and said, "Tabitha, rise up." She opened her eyes, saw Peter, and sat up. He gave her his hand and raised her up. And when he had called the holy ones and the widows, he presented her alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many came to believe in the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Okay, so friends, we see here Easter is for us. The victory of Jesus Christ over death is not to be understood simply as his victory over his death, but rather his action as Lord of all creation, destroying the entire kingdom of death. That's why Jesus raised people. That's why Jesus healed people, as a sign that he had overcome the entire kingdom of death and of this sin and sickness, disease, and that ultimately we would all be fully free from that, but not all at once right now. There's an unfolding of this. And that's why he didn't heal everybody or raise all the dead. That's going to come on the last day. He initiated the kingdom. He was initiating people into discipleship. Look what happened. "Jesus Christ heals you, Aeneas," Peter said. And what happened? Not only Aeneas was healed, that's only part of the story. What happens right after that? The inhabitants, all the inhabitants of Lydda and Sharon turned to the Lord. That's what Peter is trying to accomplish. Because once you turn to the Lord, you have in you now the life that is going to know no end, that is going to raise you from the dead, that is going to purify you of sin, that is ultimately going to heal your body from every disease. Everybody has it. You didn't have to heal every one of those who were sick, although he healed countless numbers, but it was to be a sign. so that people could have faith, turn to the Lord. What happened after the raising of Tabitha? Look at the last line of the reading. This became known. Okay, they spread this marvelous story. And, again, see that this is the point. Many came to believe in the Lord. See, this is why it doesn't make sense for the church to be doing social service without proclaiming the word of God. Too often this happens. I was stuck in a situation like this before I went into major seminary. I did a year of I was in a program of ministry, and we were ministering in a parish, and they had some kind of a camp over the summer and just distributing food to the kids and everything. And I was there as a lay minister of the gospel, and I was proclaiming the gospel to them. And I was told by the pastor and the others who were working there, oh, yeah, sorry, can't do that. And I said, what in the world are you talking about? This is a program in a parish church. And I'm here as a lay minister of the gospel. What do you mean I can't proclaim the gospel? Oh, it's a government-funded program. They don't allow any religious stuff. Wow. I protested against that. I said, I have a conscience too. Wow. We don't just give bread. We don't just give bread. We give the bread of life. We give the word of God. We teach Jesus. If we're not doing this, hey, take a few steps back and reevaluate everything. And get yourself in a position where you can proclaim the word of God. Of course, when we have administrations like the Trump administration, we had complete freedom to proclaim our faith. We were told, I was in many conference calls where the government under the Trump administration was telling us, listen, if you get any grants from the government or you enter into any contracts with them, never think for a moment that you have to be quiet about your faith. So we've at least under Republican administrations, turned a corner in that regard. But you see the main point here. And the giving of life, this is the gift. This is the gift of Easter. Never, never think that death has the last word. People think very often that the human story is birth, life, and death. Friends, the human story is life, death, and resurrection. Christ is the human story, and he is risen. Let us proclaim it. Let us build a culture of life. Amen. Jesus, thank you for raising the dead, those that you raised, those that were raised when you died on the cross, those that Peter and the apostles raised, those that your prophets raised. And thank you, Lord, for being the one who will raise all the dead on the last day. May we have even deeper faith in the reality of the resurrection, the reality of the final victory of life. And may that inspire our pro-life work, Lord God, to never waver, never despair, never doubt, never be overwhelmed by the force of the opposition. No, let us stand with confidence always in the power of the victory of life over death. Lord, we bring to you all of our prayer intentions, and we embrace all the prayer intentions of all our brothers and sisters who are watching and listening right now. Give us all the graces of which we stand in need. And we offer now the prayer, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We pray to our Heavenly Mother, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Well, thank you, friends, for joining us and for bringing others in to watch these programs too, who may not be aware of them. We thank you, we pray for you, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Hello, this is Abby Johnson of Unplanned the Movie. You know me as a longtime supporter of Priest for Life and of Father Frank Pavone. And I just want to encourage you, as someone who knows of the great work of this organization, please continue to stand strong. Please continue to support this mission. It is so needed now more than ever. Thank you so much for all of your support.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.